ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm podcasting. Are you podcasting?
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
A lot of things happening. If you would like to, or could we ask you to, please
will
rate,
you?
Review, and subscribe to our podcast.
Now, that sounds like a lot of asks, but it's not. Number one, you subscribe, you get our new podcast just boom in your phone every single week.
Right.
You rate. You're like, oh my God,
these I'm going to say a nice thing to a couple ladies that need it.
I need some good karma. You can do
right. Put that ahead. You won't get a speeding ticket.
Absolutely. And then review, you can say, these women literally changed my life for the better.
And boy,
you don't
do
have
they
to, you
look good doing it. Because you can see all of this fun action
on YouTube.
That's We're right. also on all social medias. We've got an I Mom So Hard podcast Instagram. We have an I Mom So Hard Instagram. We have the TikTok, we have the Twitter, we have the Facebook.
If you want to get too much of us, just like our husbands, there are so many ways.
There are so many ways that we are available to you. So
yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this fine day. In case you're just listening, I got a haircut and that's all I want to say about it.
You sound like you got a haircut. You're lighter on your feet. I like it. So right now it's not exactly how she likes it.
Well, I got it dry cut and they straighten it. Yeah. And I always look like sort of like a prison warden when they do it like this.
Well,
I'm very Czech right now. I'm just very like all nose and a lot of features.
Oh, you know what? I do see why you say that. You sort of do look like
mean.
It's a more severe looking cut,
yeah.
But I was picturing it. It looks like she's a working woman.
I look like a sophisticated business lady.
She's being featured by an editor in some sort of a magazine.
From your mouth to God's ears. The yeah. truth is, I really wanted to cut my hair for a long time, and my hair was getting really like just gross. There were so many dead ends. I just wanted a redo, so I got 10 inches cut off, and that seemed like an over situation. But you know what I do is I like to go in and go big so I don't have to go in for a long time.
Although she did get it cut,
freaked
get
out.
It immediately recut, and then this morning went back for an additional
cut.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It looks perfect. It looks great.
Well,
I love
it'll
it.
It'll be, it's a French bob without the fringe.
Ooh.
So it's like a French, it's like an inch bob.
An inch,
and,
yeah.
And I really do like it. I'm not 100% sure about it right now, but we're podcasting, so just in your head, make me have more wave in my hair. But
and
if you're seeing me on YouTube, no, I didn't gain weight, and no, I'm not mad, and yes, I'm probably tired.
If you have ever wondered, am I telling the truth about how much she overthinks hair decisions, you've now got the bang decision and just this recent haircut to confirm that it is a group endeavor. She's covering her face right now.
I was like upset because I was like, Jen didn't have a good reaction to my hair when I walked out. She didn't like it. Like if you, and then my husband said this to my kids because they both walked in and they're like, like your hair, Mom. Okay, can I have some lasagna? And I was like, that wasn't a big enough reaction.
Nope.
So my husband was like, kids, we have to give your mom more attention because when she gets a haircut, if you don't notice, shit hits the fan. And I was like, fine. Perhaps this is when I'm high maintenance, is when I feel vulnerable and oddly like self-conscious and weird.
Well, I
Banks was worse. This is going to be a no-brainer.
I was okay with the original cut because I was there when it happened. And I do have a photo of this haircut happening. Yeah, I do. So I can put that on the Instagram.
I have not seen it. I have not given permission. I'm saying right
podcast
now.
Podcast page. It's in my phone.
I was in such a bad mood, too.
No.
We're in the final 5% of our renovation, and I was, like, in such a bad mood. I was like, I don't care. Just cut off my hair. Like, at some point, they could have been like, do you want a mohawk? And I've been like, fuck yes, I do. It'll make me rage against the machine.
You didn't look like you're – I'll show you the picture before I post it. You didn't look like you were in a bad mood. But I – so when you turned to me, I could tell by your face that you didn't like it. So – I was like, here I am. This is when I felt like my husband, where I'm like, I do like the hair, but if I don't sell my initial, I like the hair. But I also can't ignore your face and as your friend and be like,
I know, you have to deal with a lot with me, but you're welcome. You're going to be a better mother because of it.
I need to find out what the face is.
Yeah. The face was, why can't they just hang the fucking chandelier the way I asked?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the hair, so it's confusing.
Who said I could cut off 10 inches of my hair? Oh, I did. Okay. And did I make a good decision? It will really be cute. It's like too flat right now.
If I can overthink your hair for a second, when she asked you, do you want it like really short or you want it, and you said somewhere in the middle, I think you wanted it this, like,
I was to just be, too,
you were too just
scared.
Nervous. So yeah. I think all you did was just baby step into the shorter, and it's perfect.
It's
going to
be really cute eventually. And if it's not, I don't care. I don't. I'm going through a thing. I'm like, and I think it has to do with what we're talking about today, which is the Golden Globes. Like, I don't know. I think this is a good thing, but I also think it's something that I want to pay attention to. But I feel like the Globes was, first of all, dominated by women that are 60.
Yeah,
I think we're in for a really fun ride, because I think we're about to see women who've been coming up through the ranks in Hollywood and are no longer going to take shit. And we get to see what happens in that space. And it makes me really, really happy.
I kind of love, so a couple years ago, and I don't remember exactly when this was, but like, what's her name? I know that you'll know her name. She's married to one of the, not the Farrelly brothers, There Will Be Blood. What?
McDormand. Norman.
Yes. Francis McDormand.
Francis McDormand, who's married to a Coen brother.
Yeah, Coen brother. Yes. Okay. So.
It's my favorite game.
I know. She's so good at this. I know. If you and Addison were on
we would
destroy.
Win all the money. They
forget
think we were like bugged.
Yeah.
They're like, do you do anything else?
He literally deep dive. He's like, yeah, he was Zach's friend on Saved by the Bell. I'm like, what?
All day long.
So anyways, Frances McDormand goes to accept an award 2 years ago. I think it was during COVID, which everybody needed somebody.
It was for that wonderful, everybody should see it. It is the movie called Nomadland.
Oh, okay.
Highly recommend. It was shot during COVID, not to interrupt. Really beautiful. And the faces in this movie were so real and beautiful.
Well, what I love about Frances McDormand, specifically at that venue, at an awards show, she was wearing a nice dress, but she didn't have tons of makeup on. She didn't have fancy hair. She was not like playing this part that so many were like indoctrinated into young. And she got up on stage and was like Annie Oakley and like,
stand up.
That is the woman we all want to be deep down, right?
Yes. But I will say, yes, the thing I do love about awards nights, and it's because we're the same, like growing up in little tiny Nebraska, you see all this glamour, and it in itself is like all day long is I can talk about what people are wearing and the clothes and the beauty. But I think what I really liked about this year is I saw this both. I saw the both Annie Oakley and also the starlet come together, and it didn't all look like a 25-year-old beautiful ingenue.
Yeah.
It was like a 60-year-old woman with a little bit of age on her face or a little age in her voice or a little bit of fucking I don't give a shit attitude. And I love it. It inspired me.
I do too. It's not – I love to play dress up more than anybody else in the whole wide world. I absolutely love it. But like wearing beautiful clothes, having your makeup done and having beautiful hair doesn't mean that you – have to play smaller, play quieter,
correct,
be arm candy. The women who were there were making money. I mean, Jessica Chastain, how much money she makes with her production company.
Reese
like,
Witherspoon
sold
Hello Sunshine for $1 billion. Accidentally sell something for $1 billion. And you know what she did that was so smart? And I got to give it to her because I think this makes perfect sense to you and me, is Reese Witherspoon started a book club. Hey, we've all been a part of book clubs. I rarely read the book because
we go for the wine.
We go for the wine and then we talk about other shit. Yeah. But she started a book club. She looked at the books that everybody was fired up about. She bought the rights to that book. She made that book into a movie. Guess what? We're all better off for it because they're women-driven stories. And we're not like sitting in the back going, Bravo women. It's like, no, they're really good shows.
Yes.
They're getting the attention they deserve. The performances are fantastic. We're seeing different ages of women, different colors of women. It's like, but it spans such a bigger net than that. Like what Reese has started or was part of, we're seeing like our girl, yeah. Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my God.
Just dominated the Golden Globes.
She did. Can I do one sidebar though before we get into the Coolidge of everything?
I need to like calm down.
Because I need to prepare for her. Is this isn't necessarily a conversation about feminism because that's not really where I'm coming from it. It's just about, for me, it's like about humanism because I never, until I had both a boy and a girl, really was worried about like things being fair for them both because I want the same for them both. But like when I've said to my husband before, like when you look at like positions of power, especially in like Hollywood, like what it's been, or just look at the big companies, you look at how many CEOs are headed by men. It's mathematically impossible if things are fair that it's the numbers that it is.
Right.
There are more women in the United States than there in the world than there are men. So the fact that there are like more men in those positions, it shows
not,
you there's a broken thing happening.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just watched, I got to give a big shout out to Barbara Walters, who I'm such a huge fan of. And I just watched her documentary and she was on the Johnny Carson show. And, you know, she was the first woman to get paid $1 million a year as a news anchor. She earned every bit of it. She was the woman that knew that could, it's called the get, like
get that interview,
get the interview. Yeah. And she got the get for some of the biggest world leaders and also Monica Lewinsky, which at the time, like nobody could get that interview. And she got that interview. And when she was being interviewed on the Johnny Carson show, and she never did it in an inflamed way or a way that turned anybody off or something that felt like, you know, whenever somebody uses the word woke, I think we all like put our faces kind of go, nope,
whoever
I know it's important, but it's not fun at a party.
Yeah.
She did it in a way that was like...
I like the word aware.
I like aware. I like cool. I like honest. Like, it's not judgmental. She just was on the Johnny Carson show. She was sitting in Johnny's chair or in the guest chair. And she pointed out, she goes, I am looking at your crew and there's not one woman.
Yeah.
Why is there not one woman on your
crew?
See,
that's what I'm saying. Mathematically impossible.
Impossible. All things and now, and this was... 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think we're seeing a change in it. And it's not just about that. It's really fun to see that not be the talking point and it just be like Jennifer Coolidge slayed White Lotus. White Lotus season 2, I actually thought was better than season 1.
So,
and Mike White is a genius. He slayed at the Golden Globe.
Oh my God, there's so much I can say about him too.
Yes.
My husband and I liked season 2 more than season 1.
Me too.
I did season 2. I was like, how quickly am I slipping into Jennifer Coolidge's character on that show? That was a little scary to me.
I saw a lot of resemblances.
It was a lot of, I mean, look, if my family can make more money, I'll be that pretty soon. Pretty sure.
God like, bless her. I liked when she cried. It sounded like she was really crying, like how I cry, not like a Hollywood cry.
At a table. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
been there.
You know, and her speech was really awesome. It was kind of in the spirit of, you know, you think things are going to go a certain way. You start to lose your sizzle. You start to lose that, that hopefulness and dreaminess that comes kind of with age and you become more practical. And I think eventually the word is wise, but she was like, this opportunity made me want to live longer. I'm like, awesome. And she's 60 and she's like having the best time of her life right now.
It was so honest. And this is also what I took away from it because in this like weird world of comedy, I know so many people that know her or like, have known her for years or whatever. And she said this thing, like she, which I thought was so wonderfully honest. She's like, I'm going to milk that American Pie thing. I'll do number 6. I'll do number 7. I'll just keep churning those out. Like,
yeah, because she wants
to work.
I'll play
this MILF. I mean, she coined that. That's her
phrase
about her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Kristen.
I would like to talk a little bit about stressors, both big and small. I know at this time of year, you're both feeling stressors, both big and small. And I know I am too. And I would just like to say that BetterHelp is therapy in a safe space to get things off your chest. And if you want to figure out how to work through those big and small stressors, go to BetterHelp.
I have to brag about this, our connection to BetterHelp, because I know so many people besides myself who have benefited from BetterHelp.
Like, yes.
I mean, therapy, just, I can't say enough good things about it. Everybody needs it. Why don't they just teach this course in high school, right? Because everybody needs it. But like, I suffer when I have good stress and bad stress.
Yes, it's stress.
All of it feels overwhelming. And sometimes you need somebody to just talk to that can help you sort through your thoughts.
That's right. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is exactly what I like.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iMomSoHard today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/iMomSoHard. Ladies, if you know me, you know that I love real estate. I love real estate so much that I love Redfin, and I use Redfin's nearby option more than I add to cart. And if you know, you know. Because Redfin is so awesome because it updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. See something you like? Book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. I loved using Redfin when we were in search for our home because it was kind of hard to find one in the neighborhood. So I had those alerts on. I knew what I wanted in square footage. But then I got to look at all the beautiful photos, and the way that Redfin makes it work on their app, it's so user-friendly. I'm telling you, it's the app I know the most. So don't hesitate. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
She is so beloved and easy to work with that people were like one of her friends that was in Groundlings with her is like a friend of a friend of mine. So I saw his Facebook post and he said, I have known her for 30 years and that is who she is.
Mike White, I love how he got up there and he's like, you guys, I wrote this thing and all of Hollywood passed on it except Jennifer.
Yes.
She's my loyal, because I think there is an entire universe out there of actors who are like, I just want to work.
Yeah.
Or artists that just want to work. But I think my takeaway from Jennifer Coolidge is, we talked about this before, it's like, as a woman, when you pass 40 or you're looking ahead and you're also don't feel the same as you did looking behind, you're like, who are my heroes right now? I need to have heroes that don't seem so out of the world that I feel comforted knowing they're there. And Jennifer Coolidge is one of them, because I like that she's like, she's not a stick. She's not overweight. I don't know. That sounds bad. It sounds like I'm saying something about her. I'm just saying I like the way she looks. I like her big hair. I like her mouth. I like that she wears makeup. I like that she is irreverent and funny and she cusses all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes me like her as this very specific individual, and it makes me want to believe in myself more.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I have to say who is... Wasn't it this Golden Globes? Maybe she was. I don't know. I don't keep up on anything. So
I'll keep you on task. Go ahead.
Okay, but who, because they kind of look similar to Jennifer Coolidge, I have always loved Beverly D'Angelo.
Of course.
Who plays the wife and all the National Lampoons.
And also went on to do Entourage, and she played like a bitch agent, and I loved her. She was filthy.
She also plays this like really kind of not great mother in American History X.
Oh, yeah.
Which was an amazing, like, dramatic role. But she has aged. She's still so breathtakingly beautiful and, like,
but there's
so
age
talented.
There in a not – like, are we honestly going to hold women in a place where we say you can't let time pass?
No, that's but you know what's crazy. Fair, though? And I loved that my husband said this, too. He goes – oh, look at Brad Pitt. He's our new Jack Nicholson. Which, remember, Jack Nicholson always used to sit like front and center at awards
and
shows.
And everybody would cut to him.
Exact same, because he always gave these great reactions.
And flirty grin.
Well, yep. He's, I mean, how old is he now? He's,
60.
Right?
What do you need me to tell you?
Jack Nicholson?
No, Jack Nicholson is probably in his late 80s, but Brad Pitt is about to turn 60. If anybody wants to know any, like, I'm trying to find addresses and just, I've got his social.
He's a Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn and he enjoys architecture.
But I do kind of love that, like, yeah, we are acknowledged, like.
My dad always, you guys.
Is he calling?
Yes.
He's like, hey, I heard you talking about my buddy Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. He never calls me unless we're podcasting. It's like he senses it.
He really does.
I think he's like, well, I'm going to get on the podcast.
I do think he should be a guest. We'll work on that, you guys.
We'll edit a lot.
I love like, hey, we're all acknowledging that Brad Pitt is aging. Nobody's got a problem with it. He's just getting hotter in a different way, Nicholson did, you know?
I think that it's like us embracing women in general and like, celebrating these wins without it being about all this stuff that has to do with like, I don't know. It's just such a shitty thing to be like, this is what she looked like young. Like what a fucking, I hate those. I'm like, here she is now. Look how, things are terrible now. This is what she looks like when she's 20. I'm like, do you have any fucking idea how terrible her brain was on her at the age of 20? And now at the age of 70, she's like so much to get more together. Like a woman in general at 20 feels so disconnected and a woman at 60 feels so much more centered. Like it just sucks that it's an inverse equation and we don't see what 60 looks like in your soul, you know, because it's different.
But I do think it's getting better.
Yes. And it's 100%.
I know that I took like forever to say that because I feel guilty in a way when I say what I'm about to say, which is that whether it was like forced upon women or because if I look back at my grandma when she was a grandma with her hair done up and curled and playing the full grandma role, even though she was like hot stuff. She was mid-50s.
I know.
And that woman really leaned into aging herself.
Yeah.
And I know that she didn't really want to. And I sort of feel like there's no reason that you have to, like, get your hair – like, not – I don't mean
– She was just going to say cut your hair off.
Well, I honestly did. When I was 18, I had a teacher tell me, goes, are you going to cut your hair now because you're grown up? And I was like
– Ew. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Just be a better, more authentic version of yourself.
Like, that's what I was going to say is like maybe what it is because there's this like, I know the Me Too of it all or whatever you want to call it. I just like to say, hey, it's when what's his name? Harvey Weinstein was like outed for like taking advantage of women and actors for so many years. People were like, hey, let's just tell the truth. And the truth is that these creators and these behind the scenes people have a lot of times been these women that were pushed behind the scenes because they had aged themselves out according to like the universe.
Yeah. Are you saying actresses or are you saying
all of them? Yeah.
Well, that was the thing that I started to think about after watching the Globes is I was like, man, what's the world going to look like if there's a band of like 50, 60, 70-year-old women who decide not to, like, quit or not quit. Because I do think there's something with age where you're like, I just kind of want to slow down a little bit. I think that's perfectly fine. But what I think is awesome is what happens when women get to a point where they're like, you know what? I'm just not going to give a shit anymore about what you think about me. And I'm just going to do the thing I want to do. I sort of feel like, watch out, world. It's all going to change. Like, if we stop caring so much about how women perceive themselves or how we perceive them, and they just get to do a job, that seems pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it feels inspiring to me. It feels like things are, like, there's a wave that's changing. Like, I felt like when I saw Kehei Kwan and Michelle Yeoh won for everything.
Everywhere, everywhere, all at once.
All at once. Jesus.
You guys see, it has nothing to do with...
No, I care. I care to get it right. But here's Michelle Yeoh was talking about how coming to Hollywood as an Asian actress, and they were all like, oh, you can speak English? And she's like being so insulted, they were like, immediately put her in a box, and she's been working her balls off for 40 years and finally got to stand on that stage.
Yeah.
And then Kehei Kwan, who played Short Round in Indiana Jones, who, by the way, was like, literally, I loved him so much when I saw Indiana Jones, still one of my top five favorite movies. When he stood on that stage and talked about how he had not done anything for 40 years or 30 years, and he got up there and to have that moment all come together, and then Spielberg gave him his first shot, and then Spielberg won for Best Director. I was like, everything's going to be okay.
I know, I just got chills.
I feel so inspired, and it was all so perfect. And it was I felt like after Will Smith ruined it.
Yes.
We got a full circle moment. And also Eddie Murphy winning the Cecil B. DeMille Award and bringing back Will Smith's moment as a tag and a joke felt right.
I want to say that I thought Eddie Murphy was a little weird, and I'll tell you what I thought was weird.
He is a little weird.
When Tracy Morgan gets up on stage and just gushes, he's like, everything I ever wanted to do is because of Eddie Murphy. He's 10 feet away from him, and Eddie Murphy didn't even smile.
I
was like, what is wrong with you, man?
He's an odd dude. You know, I've listened to several interviews with him, and I don't know if he, like, kind of maintains a distance from people and then really just lets the people that are entirely close to him get close to him. Because Johnny Carson was like that. Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson shared a stage for 30 years or more, and Ed McMahon had never been to his home.
Oh, weird.
There is a thing in some artists that's just strange. And I agree. I felt like Eddie Murphy got up there and I was like, oh man, you were like the reason I got in all the trouble, because all I did was imitated you for like 3 years from Eddie Murphy Raw, from 3 days of free HBO.
He's
funny.
He's immensely talented. He is so funny, but he was very much more personable. And I think that's why his joke was not great
Smith.
And
I agree.
I think it's because you can't be like stoic, tough guy with no vulnerability. Like, I felt bad for Tracy Morgan getting up there
being
vulnerable and saying, you're my hero. And
I wanted Tracy Morgan to be like, takesies, backsies.
Yeah,
I'm going to take these backsies.
I don't know.
Because when Chadwick Boseman, this wasn't this year, talked about Denzel Washington and like did it in sort of like a poem about how he gets to see, I'm getting like choked up, gets to see this wonderful man on stage and screen. And then Chadwick Boseman followed him because of him being such a good North Star. I was like, and Denzel had like tears in his eyes. Everything in me was like overwhelmed with emotion. I was like freaking out. That's what I love about flipping award shows, you guys. I'm like, I'm in it to win it.
I mean, when Mike White got tears in his eyes when Jennifer Coolidge was up there, because
he was crying.
He was absolutely crying. And he's a little bit of a cynical comic.
His brand of
humor is a little like...
That's what I didn't like about the first White Lotus, is that no point did it feel like anything ever good or nice or sweet or hopeful even dipped its toe in. But on this one, on the second one, it really did.
I just felt like his tears were like, we did it. And like, and he got up there and he pointed to everybody in that crowd and he was like, you all passed on
this.
That's
right.
So fucking eat it for a minute, you guys.
You guys, all of Hollywood passed on this. You know you did, but I'm here now and it feels good and I'm a little drunk because you didn't have any food at this joint.
I love that.
I'm into it.
It's so nice. I think I love award shows too, for the same reason that like our husbands are so obsessed with like sporting events, is like you hear the story of what it took to get there, and then to get your dream.
Yes.
like to achieve it, can't we all just admit like that makes you feel like maybe the universe works?
Maybe I got like, I always think in moments like Mike White and Jennifer Coolidge and Michelle Yeoh and all the people that got up there and gave speeches that felt like they mattered to somebody. Like I think about, is that going to reach someone and someone's going to hit their artist potential or they're going to become an entrepreneur or they're going to like go one step further just because they got the right words said to them at an award show? I think the answer is yes.
I think it absolutely does. I like you carry stuff with you, like words hit you at the right time and then you keep them forever.
It lights your fire a little bit longer. And I think that we all suffer burnout, whether it's like you've got like an Etsy shop and you just don't know if you should keep doing it or you're
keep doing it. You should, dubs.
Yeah, man. Like the world needs more art and it needs more people trying to do new things.
Yeah.
It's not just art. It's just trying something different.
And you don't know when it's going to hit. I just read this thing about this woman who sold her company for $100 million, who started like it was like a tea tree oil or something. Like
I probably own it.
Like started an Etsy page and like her no, it was aloe.
Aloe?
Like, yeah, she was like bottling aloe for God like whatever.
Like, and yeah. It makes me all so excited. And that like award shows kind of bring it all to a culmination because it's stuff we get to see and it's such a hard business and it's like neat to see these people like get their moment and they take their shot and they give a speech and it feels perfect.
Can I tell you also who I really loved that stood out in my head from that night?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Regina Hall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Regina Hall is a like she's comedy gold.
Oh my God!
If you haven't seen Girls Trip,
okay. Oh, I didn't put together that's where she was from. Okay.
She's done a million things, but
okay.
Girls
Regina
Trip.
Hall, presenter at the Globes, was like, okay, Kevin Costner won. He couldn't be here tonight. You can see her looking at the prompter, and she goes, "Oh, he's sheltering in place in Santa Barbara." Like. Thoughts and prayers. I mean, is he going to be? I mean, he's in a mansion in Montecito.
Oh,
is
life
he?
Is hard.
It was so good to see.
God
like,
bless her.
A level playing field.
Level playing field. Everybody gets teased a little bit. Everybody can lighten up, and it's super fun.
Yeah. So this is. I have a really good mom box.
Great.
And we're all going to, like, send all this positive, awesome energy because we're celebrating Jennifer Coolidge and the Wonder Woman that she is. I had posted on Instagram. So my daughter has been taking voice lessons for a year. We're going to keep taking them for a long time. She has her mother and her father. I mean—
That is not— She is a darling voice.
It's She's absolutely adorable at it. And she kind of— She's also doing ukulele at the same time. And basically, I'm like, you get in there for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, and you learn about music, and I'm going to be happy. Even if she just develops a love for—
But also, reading music is a really good thing to learn. It makes you good at chemistry, which can lead to an MD. I'm just saying.
For sure. She's going to be a baby doctor if I have any
Fingers
say
crossed.
In the matter. Yeah. But so she decided I want to sing a song for the talent show. And I was like, okay, but you know, if you try out for it, you will have to sing in front of the school.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. So we go to do her like audition video, like put her, you know, and she's face down on the bed. She can't do it. She can't get up.
I feel that. That's exactly how I am before every show.
I was like, okay, so what if you combed your hair and you put on a costume? Something that made you feel a little, because we all feel a little bit better when we're dressed
up.
Right,
we wore tracksuits.
Right? Okay. So she goes, yeah, I want to do that. She comes out wearing her Wonder Woman costume.
Smart.
because she's like, this makes me feel brave. She's like, I think I could wear this to, you know, perform in the talent show doing this. So we put on her music. It totally worked. There were two more face down moments on the bed. She got up and did it. And I was like, God, maybe I need a power outfit like this that I can wear, be it a Wonder Woman costume or whatever.
Right.
And so we got this message from, her name is Beth S. This is our mom box, Beth. She sent us this wonderful message and said, I just wanted to let you know that I saw your most recent post about your daughter wearing her Wonder Woman costume to audition at that exact right moment. I'm heading in to have a port place tomorrow so I can begin chemo on Thursday for breast cancer. I now feel like I need a Wonder Woman costume of my own. Your message at the end felt like it was meant for me to hear going into this. You got this. You're braver than you know. You're so strong. Thank you for sending a message I so desperately needed to be reminded of. And so I messaged her back and I said, you got this, girl. Wear something comfortable that makes you feel fierce. Wonder Woman would probably make the day of all the nurses in the office. Keep us updated. You're so strong. And she did. She sent us this picture.
Get out of town.
They had a dog. They had like comfort dogs that were going around. She sent us this picture. So everybody take a second, send Beth all the energy in the world.
Because you know what? Because it works. Because guess what?
It does.
Damar Hamlin is out of the hospital.
After 9 days.
And
that's the power of prayer.
That's the power of prayer. And I, you know, y'all know where I stand on religion in general. I'm sort of like, I dip my toe just so my mom doesn't get on me. But but when it comes to prayer and when it comes to energy, I do believe in it. And I believe that everybody got together and sent their prayers for Damar. So let's go ahead and send
Beth S. We're sending you big love up.
Yes, sending you so much love. And oh man, such a shitty thing to have to go through, but she looks really like healthy and good, and we'll just send her some prayers.
That's right. Okay, do we have a hot flash?
Well, I think our hot flash was Damar, was what I meant to say. Ooh, was our hot flash. And our other hot flash is Jennifer Coolidge, who we just can't get
double
over.
Double hot flash.
And if anybody knows her, tell her that we want her on our podcast. And by podcast, we mean just to come over and
come
sit
over
with us
and have
all
some drinks
day
with us.
Long.
You know what? Does anybody know Regina Hall? Because
does
I
anybody
feel like
know Regina Hall?
Die.
Does anybody want Regina Hall and Jennifer Coolidge
at the same time?
And us?
No, Alex.
I get to go.
Look, we've only had no guests. We need to see how.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
worried we
I don't think I'm going to handle that well at all.
I think they're going to when they leave, whoever the first guest is, we're going to be like, "Do you have any notes or ideas for us?" Stop touching me.
Stop touching me.
You don't need to sit on
me. God, do you guys hang out with anybody else ever? I don't need to hear about your yeast infection.
No. Oh, God.
Sorry. If it's happening.
What if Jason Momoa, when Jason Momoa comes on our podcast, what are we not going to talk about just quickly? I feel like yeast infection.
I probably wouldn't start with the yeast infection.
Yeah, you gotta work into that.
I mean, I might not be, you know, I haven't been in the game a long time, but I know that's not a winning comment.
I'm gonna try to keep acne that shows up in weird places on your body. I'm not gonna talk
about
that.
Is it gonna be weird that I'm gonna say, like, why did this take so long?
Like, no, that feels fair. That feels honest. And also, can we deep dive into? No, we can't. We are not. We're not going to be deep divers.
We're not Barbara Walters. No, we're not. We're going to talk about, like, what's your favorite kind of gum?
Yeah.
Nobody gets that question. We're going to be whatever the opposite of hard hitting is. We're going to be soft touching.
Well, but
we're
that's
not,
what they,
we're going to soft touch. We're going to hard touch. What?
Yeah, we're not going to do it literally. We're not going to hard touch anybody.
Speak for your damn self. Speak for your damn self.
How clear the invitation is.
You'll be like, Kristen, sit in your own chair.
What is your favorite kind of gum, by the way?
Wow, this is a deep dive. Why would you do that to me right now? I would say I like anything with a strong mint, but it makes me cough. And my least favorite gum is stupid sour apple because it smells like body odor in a mouth.
Ew. I'm going to say love cinnamon gum.
I knew you were going to say that.
Your mom and I love cinnamon
gum. God, I hate cinnamon gum. I'd rather not have the gum.
But my favorite, like hands down favorite, Grape Hubba Bubba.
100%.
Like,
also Big League Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's got a weird, like, powder taste.
Oh. And then you suck off the taste and then you spit out the gum. I don't know if you – that's how I roll. What's up, Jason Momoa? You want to see my –
she just described us having guests on her
There we go. Podcast. We're going to spit out Big League Chew. Thank you for joining us on our podcast.
We just podcasted.
Bye.